Hello everyone, it's Richard Lewis here again with another video, and due to my schedule, this isn't anything deep or super revealing. It's just a quick follow-up to another story we covered on the channel, and it's about the Riot employee called Sanjuro, Aaron Rutledge, and his sudden decision after retiring from public life to do a strange and self-pitying interview over on the Rolling Stone vertical called Glixel. Now, when I got showed this, I was like, seems a bit odd, you know, the guy had deleted his Twitter, the guy had deleted his Facebook page, or removed all posts at least that pertained to Riot. He deleted his Reddit account. So it was quite clear that he didn't want to be in the public eye. This guy was kind of saying, oh, he was being harassed, and, you know, we'll come to that in a moment. But then to sort of have to come and do an interview when you're like, hey, I want to be left alone, seems very odd. So I reached out to some of my usual sources. Just as always with Riot Games, perception is key. They basically said that the guy sort of had to do this interview to kind of put a neat little bow on the problem. And you'll see from the report here that he's kind of like took it upon himself to be like a victim. It was all, oh, bloody hell, alcoholism. You know, it's hard to believe it's real. And this is what I mean, again, when I keep talking about when you leave Riot Games, you've got two types of people. You've got the people that never really bought into the bullshit and the cultish type behavior. And they act perfectly normal, and they're just like, yeah, well, I didn't always agree with what Riot did, and they just turned a blind eye to it while they worked there. Or you've got the people who really fucking drank the Kool-Aid and wanted to be beamed up to the mothership, you know? And this guy obviously falls into the latter category, because I can't think of any reason why, after my employment was terminated, why I'd want to fall on my sword in such a ridiculous and public fashion. And keep in mind, this is pretty much in lieu of an official apology. The only entity from Riot Games that's apologized to Tyler One, which for me would be entirely appropriate, whatever you think about Tyler One, is the Cactopus over on Reddit, who talks like he's a very authoritative voice. I don't know if it's some sort of secret account, because Mark Merrill just can't keep his Reddit fingers from typing, but you know, who knows. But they talk like they're an authoritative voice, but certainly they don't appear to be, if you just follow the name, you know. So anyway, this is the interview over on Rolling Stone. Fired Riot employee says he's checking himself into rehab, discusses toxicity. And this is basically a planted story. You can detect a planted story. This is, you know, Riot Games contacted Rolling Stone, who obviously Glixel have written about them in the past, you know, and said, hey, we'd like you to sort of pick up on this. And it says here, the Riot employee fired last week after making disparaging comments about a player tells Glixel he's checking himself into rehab and that he completely agrees with Riot's decision to let him go. I mean, this sounds like one of those, you know, hostage videos, doesn't it? They're treating me well. They're treating me just fine. And they're great. I love it here in a North Korean prison cell. Ridiculous, isn't it? Sounded a bit like Dave Mitchell there as well. I fully respect the decision to terminate me, and if this was one of my former direct reports, I'd probably have done the same. Riot has a really strong set of values about how they think about and speak to players, and I foolishly threw that out the window that night. Rutledge, 40, okay, this is a 40-year-old man. This isn't your typical kind of cultist. This is a 40-year-old man who, you know, seems to have a normal life other than this. And, yeah, seems to have really bonded with Riot in a sort of unhealthy fashion. He moved to LA 4 years ago to work at Riot. You know, 4 years of employment just thrown away because you said the bad thing. Oh, and just before we continue reading this, in case you missed the previous video, understand my stance is this, because I know a lot of people in the comments like to debate whatever the fuck they want to talk about, not what the video is actually about. My stance is this. Should he have been fired over saying this? Nah, not in a sensible world. But Riot Games have taken a hardline stance on anybody who says anything. So, you know, if you type, I think you are bad at the game. They just take your account away. I mean, that's pretty much the level we're at now in the tribunal or whatever the fuck they're calling their Orwellian player behavior system these days. You know, I think once you take a hardline stance like that, then yeah, you've got to. You've painted yourself in a corner. If your values do not go to the core, if the values you expect from people who just want to play your fucking game and be left alone by your insane, you know, testing and, oh, I'm going to make you a better human being. I just want to play League of Legends, motherfuckers. Can you just leave me alone? You know, once you've painted yourself in that corner, obviously, you've got to go all the way, and unfortunately all the way means firing employees who've been loyal to your company for 4 years for saying silly things on Reddit. And it's not a particularly nice thing he said, but we all have lapses, don't we? And as far as he was concerned, it was ostensibly a private conversation. Whatever, anyway. So there we have it. My day-to-day work focused on improving the game client and launching new features. Some of the biggest efforts I led in collaboration with other team members included the new champion select, the loot system, the client update, match history, and some other social and competitive systems. Get rid of that ad there. While his chief job wasn't to deal with player toxicity directly, some of his work did touch on a topic. Now, understand... wait, I didn't want to do that. Understand that when he says this here, while his chief job wasn't player toxicity, the way he talked in his comments, which are down here, by the way, and again, you can read them in the other video. He said that, oh, Tyler has caused me hours and hours of pain. He's the gaming equivalent of a terrorist. Didn't actually impact on his day-to-day work whatsoever, according to this. So, very bizarre hang-up. And this is the other thing you will find with Riot Games. If you are deemed to be an enemy of Riot Games, as I am, you are unpersoned. They have a term for it within the company, I think. It's non-desirable or undesirable. I can't remember which one. It's one of the two. And if you fall into this category, then you are persona non grata to any other Riot employee, which is another reason why I feel comfortably referring to them as having, you know, a cultish aspect to them. So he says here that most of my work on toxicity involved improving the interface to proactively avoid as many issues as possible. I helped out with the new honor system and was a big part of the new role selection-based champion select, helping to cut down arguments pre-game. Rutledge says he had spent the day last week playing games with his friends online. And he says, after a long night of some terrible games with friends, I had a couple too many whiskeys and decided to pop into some chat rooms to see who was awake. Some discussion started about Tyler 1 and I Let Rip. Tyler 1 has until recently called himself the most toxic player in League of Legends. I mean, you have to go pretty far back, actually, for when Tyler 1 was running that shtick. In fact, actually, the meme now is that he is a reformed character, and he has tried to get unbanned and tried to show that he is reformed. If anything, he is proof that the system works in the same way that Incarnation is. You know, he now plays professionally. It's absurd that for somebody, company that believes in rehabilitation, when somebody rehabilitates, it doesn't really matter if you've gone too far, if they take a personal distaste to you, they're going to ignore what their system is intended to do, ignore the results of said system, and just keep talking about you as if you're still a bad human being. And keep in mind, this is all over a fucking computer game. So Tyler 1 has obviously been reformed. He's been trying to get him banned. He obviously likes League of Legends. He's obviously good at League of Legends. The reason they punished him, and I know this, and again, I'll just come back on camera for this. One of the reasons they punished Tyler 1 so severely, and again, I know this from talking to people over at Twitch and over at Riot, is that they didn't want who was the guy at the time who was the number one League of Legends streamer. They didn't want a toxic personality to be the thing that you saw when you went over to Twitch. So again, it's all to do with this weird interlacing relationship they have with Twitch. And they were like, I mean, if you remember initially, Tyler 1 was told if he ever streamed League of Legends again, Twitch would ban him. So Riot flexed as hard as they could and tried everything they could do to not have him be the guy who's associated with League of Legends because he's nasty. He's a bad boy. Can't have that. So that was what that was about, right? Anyway, let's scroll down. And there you go. So they talk about his comments here, which, just to remind you, he looks like a damn homunculus. I think he just wanted to show off the word homunculus there. It's not as clever as you think it is. Honestly, it's fine. He'll die from a coke overdose or testicular cancer from all the steroids. Then we'll be Gucci. And then this is the bit where, you know, again, he's just a delusional fantasist. You know how much bullshit he's caused me personally? I've spent many hours of my workday dealing with his bullshit. If games had terrorists, well, we've just admitted that that's a lie, because your working role didn't involve that at all. As my comments gained visibility on Reddit, he said, my drunk mind decided I should try and defend myself in a spectacularly stupid fashion. Once I woke up in the morning, I barely could recall the original things I even said, and that's when I wrote my apology. Now, again, you can go down the drunk route if you want. I know enough about Riot Games to know that they always double down when they're called out on their bullshit. Mark Merrill has done this, you know, when he got caught boosting his own account while banning players for boosting and talking about how boosting was a scourge and taking away the G2A sponsorship from teams that were sponsored by G2A at the World Championship Final because they offered boosting services. The hypocrisy is incredible. And anyway, so it talks about how it blew up on Reddit and how Tyler 1 gracefully said, hey, leave this guy alone, it's that. And then he goes, the doxing and threats and insults kept coming for several days. Pretty scary stuff, but nothing I didn't deserve. I was very impressed with Tyler's reaction to all of this, though. I said some nasty stuff and his response was quite generous. So let's just talk about this doxing thing. Okay, so you'll see a lot of these melodramatic idiots talk about doxing, you know, like, you know what a type I'm talking about. Whenever anybody gets called out on the bullshit, oh, they're doxing me! Help, they're doxing me! They know who I am and they're holding me publicly accountable for the things I said. So let's be clear. You were a public figure. Let's also be clear. Your name and photo, in fact, if I might even be able to just find it here. Let me just see. Because it was there. Where was it? Yeah, so if you go here, basically, anyway, it doesn't matter. You can verify this. I did take a screenshot of it. But he's talking about how he got doxxed, right? Well, your name, Aaron Rutledge, was under the at Riot Sanjuro Twitter account, which is now deleted. There's a cached version of it on Google, I think. So feel free to look at it. I got some screenshots of it with his photo on it. This is what I mean. Like, if you want to be a private figure, be a fucking private figure. You know, use an alias, don't put your photo on the internet. And then if somebody has to find out who you are, they've got to dig into it and they've got to do things that maybe are a little bit nefarious to find out who you are. Yes, guess what? That's doxing. Your name and photo is on your fucking Twitter account, you idiot. It's not doxing, is it? You publicly put your name and picture into the public domain. Nobody doxed you. So that is a lie. That is a lie. But then the other thing that's quite telling about this claim here, he says, I deserved it. Now think of the madness of that statement. Like, oh, I was harassed and doxxed and driven to the ends of the earth and it was horrible, but I did deserve it because I said a bad thing. So this, I think in a nutshell, shows you what it's like, you know, 4 years of indoctrination at Riot Games. And again, keep in mind, they've got all sorts of little weird quirks and hang-ups, you know. You have to play League of Legends if you work there. And then they secretly spy. I mean, this was another story that came out. I didn't talk about this on the last video. They actually, for people who have applied for jobs at Riot Games, they actually look at your player behavior score. They find your account. And they secretly look at your player behavior score and chat logs without you knowing about it. And they do this for all employees routinely. So you have to play the game. You know, it's just for me. It's just so mad. You can't even believe it's real. And this is the tip of the iceberg. I swear one day I'll tell everything. Like it'll blow your minds. But anyway, so just imagine that. He is saying he deserved to be harassed because he said a bad thing and was toxic. That's their mentality, you know? That's why he felt comfortable in the first place, just going onto a Discord and saying, hey, wouldn't it be great if that bad streamer got cancer? All right, mate. Seems a reasonable thing to say. So he actually thinks he deserves the harassment and shit he got, which, by the way, no one does. Even someone as stupid as this guy. But second of all, it wasn't even real, so whatever. Anyway, so the homunculus. I was drunk, honestly, gobbleeding blimey governor. He said, hey, I was incredibly arrogant and inappropriate. The positive side of that realization is that I've decided to get help for my drinking. Now, I don't think, you know, so he says he's taking some time off and I'm checking into a rehab center. You know, getting drunk one night and typing a few things on Reddit probably isn't reason to go to a rehab center. I don't know enough about the guy. If he does have chronic alcoholism, if he does have a drink problem and he's getting help for it, power to him. Anybody who can beat their demons, I fully support and champion. But I can't help but feel this is like a line of bullshit. That he did the bad thing, he comes out and he says, hey, I'm off to rehab, guys. I'm off to rehab because it was alcoholism what done it, not Riot Games. And keep in mind, as I said, this story was absolutely a plant. They told him, you know, according to my sources at least, he was told that he had to do this on the way out the door. He said, once I'm back home, I'll look for some freelance work for a bit, but ultimately I'd like to get back to making games. Riot is a fantastic company, the best I've ever worked for, and I'll continue playing and watching League. Yes. Riot are great. Then they try and tie it to this Overwatch shit. That's a separate video. Just, you know, Jeff Kaplan's been going mad because he's had a little bit of nasty criticism about the balance team. So he's banning people off the forums and just going insane because Overwatch are delicate flowers. He says that, you know, let me just get down here. Drinking was no excuse for my actions. I deserve to be called out. I violated the trust of Riot, the best employer I've ever had. Did you see how this is a PR job now? Out of sheer stupidity. There's no excuse for that kind of toxicity from players or devs. I let you all down. It's a huge fan of the game. I hope I can make amends one day. And then look, Riot co-founder Mark Merrill took to Twitter to comment on the story. He didn't comment on the story. He linked the story. And the reason he linked the story is it was a coordinated media effort and PR response to something that was very embarrassing. This is the insane world of Riot Games, ladies and gentlemen. This is, you can't even be fired without having to pay one final blood debt to the cult. Please, please don't hate me. You know, it's, oh, guys, it's just, I don't know. It's fucking insane, isn't it? So anyway, look, I wanted to record something just nice and quick. I know I said it was going to be quick. It's probably been about 20 minutes, hasn't it? I've got an internal timer. But whatever. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a ridiculous interview. It's a ridiculous situation. It's Riot Games in a nutshell. Anyway, I'll be back with something more substantive in the channel once I get past my current work schedule. So around about the weekend. Until then, enjoy whatever does pop up in the channel. And I'll see you with something proper in a few days. Take care.